in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So Salt Awareness Week, which is celebrated this year from the 15th to the 21st of May, is global. And it's basically to highlight the dangers of having excessive sodium or salt, as we commonly know it, in one's diet. Because having too much salt, actually, many people don't realize that it actually pushes up your blood pressure to levels that are pretty dangerous for your health. And so, therefore, the idea for the campaign is to make people more aware, and so that people can be more interactive, ask questions, get clarity on what they're not sure about.
Now, there is a notion around dangers of high blood pressure, hypertension as well in populations, and people believe that, no, this only affects the elderly, but in reality, the reality is that it starts way early in life.
Yes, you're quite right. The truth is, in terms of just the aging process, so once you around 45, 50, you will find that, you know, you'll be prone to more health, negative health problems like hypertension or heart disease and strokes. But you're quite right in the sense that it seems in the modern day, because the world is such a different place, that these issues are surfacing much earlier. So let me give you an example of this. If you take an average child today, and sometimes it's because parents can afford it, but at other times it's because parents can't afford it. And that's the complication of being in South Africa, because children are fed unhealthy food, but cheaper food, which leads to obesity, and obesity is also linked to hypertension.
Now, as we observe Salt Awareness Week and World Hypertension Day tomorrow, how can people prevent themselves from future ailments?
I do think where the relationship between salt consumption and hypertension is concerned, I think that if our population can learn to read the label. So ensure that, you know, read the label, look at what the content of the food product is. So look for your salt levels, your sugar levels, and fats in particular. So those three would be crucial. But when it comes to salt, try and avoid adding salt, what we call discretionary salt. So if you add a tiny bit of salt in your food when you're cooking, and remember, food's already got natural salt in it. So if you're adding a little more, then don't put the salt at the table, because then it's just unnecessarily going to, your consumption will go from what we're supposed to have, which is 5 grams of salt a day, it then shoots up. The average South African is having 8 grams of salt.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.